Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's my 15th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show, and just wouldn't be Thanksgiving on the Small Business Advocate show without our good friend Bob Dillenschneider. Bob is the founder and the chairman of the Dillenschneider Group, a very important, very influential PR firm, helping individuals and companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He has people, clients all over the world. He's written so many books on a number of topics, very prolific, but more importantly, the thing I'm the most proud of is that he's our good friend, Bob Dillenschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is thrilling to be on the show, especially on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, sir. Thanks for being part of our day. Talk to us about Thanksgiving in America. What do you think about
it? Jim, I just returned from overseas, and it's so good to live here in America. We are free. We can say what we want. We can worship where we want to. We have the opportunity to advance ourselves. And none of those things are prison overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different life. It's a different world. And we should give thanks and kiss the ground that we're here. The forefathers who established this place knew what they were doing. I hope the people who are up there now, leading us politically, know what they're doing. I have doubts about that.
Yeah.
But we have created here an ideal society, and we need to do everything we can to keep it going. This is a great day, and everybody should really celebrate.
I agree with you. And you know, Bob, recently there was a survey revealed that over the last 10 years, polling Americans about America's exceptionalism has declined. The attitude of Americans about the American concept of exceptionalism has been declining over the last 10 years. What do you think about that?
I think our best days are ahead. I just think we need some leadership to get there. Again, I returned from overseas. People overseas both admire us and they're jealous. And they know they can't get what we have. What we have to do is take what we do have and figure out a way to keep it going and make it better. And again, that gets down to leadership. And that gets down to exceptionalism. And Americans are exceptional people. We have patents. We invent things.
We have entrepreneurship in our DNA.
We are entrepreneurs. We make things happen. This is an extraordinary place. People give back in America. People are charitable in America. They don't give back. They are not charitable overseas.
That is one of the very interesting things. We've talked about this on the show before, Bob. The charitable nature of Americans, the concept of volunteerism is nowhere else in the world like it is in America, is it?
We are constantly out there helping our brother, our sister. We're doing the right thing. That doesn't happen in any place else in the world. People walk away from it. They turn aside. They just move on.
And that's
one of the great things about this country is we do that.
Well, and see, there's something really fundamentally important about that one little point, this concept of volunteerism, because when you volunteer, the very act of volunteering, even doing any little thing to help somebody, demonstrating any act of what the Greeks called agape love, Bob, any little thing, that's you saying, I don't expect the government to do this, I will do this.
That's exactly right. And I think it's individual people stepping up, not waiting for somebody else to do it, not waiting for their senator or their representative or even their president to do it. I mean, Obama's not going to do it, let's face it.
Yeah.
And I think he's demonstrated that again and again. And we've got a serious problem in the Congress. They're not going to do it.
The thing I've been disappointed in our government about, and particularly President Obama, you know, it doesn't. Regardless of whether he and I agree on policies, I do. If he said to me, "Okay, Jim, you can only tell me one thing. What would you have me do? And whatever you tell me, I'll do it." I wouldn't give him one policy thing to change, even though I disagree with some of his policies. I would say, Mr. Obama, please find a way to appeal to Americans. the better angels of America's nature. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I think that's a very good idea. I think that Obama is for Obama, and he's for Obama and Obama, and I don't know about the rest of us, but he's certainly advancing his own interests out there, and I think that's a bad thing. I think he's trying to change the country, trying to move us into a space that is not good for the United States, and I think he's trying to take away the opportunity we have to be entrepreneurs and trying to develop our country.
I think he does that because I don't think he really understands this thing that we were just talking about, the concept of volunteerism and of entrepreneurship. When we come back, folks, Bob mentioned he's a world traveler, and he is. He's been traveling recently from Europe. I believe that we in America can watch our future movie, potentially our future, in a movie that's playing out in Europe right now. I'm going to get Bob's thought on us on that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.